We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Got a number of things going on around the region. Certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us here.
Very happy to chat with you, Kyle.
All right. First thing we want to talk about today is the health center in LaCrete. We saw the other day that yourself, Premier Jason Kenney, Mackenzie Cantor, Josh Knelson, among those at the saw-turning ceremonies, are kind of getting close to starting work on the health center there. I guess the first question for you today here is, when can we start to see, a little more shovels in the ground up there and, actually work happening on that, on the building of that site there?
Well, it's a good question, Kyle. The first step here is to get the design process, now that we have it all sorted out in terms of the dollars from budget and Covenant Health, who's going to be our new partner operating on the ground in LaCrete, the new facility when it's built, so we want them involved on the ground floor. What we want to avoid is any kind of Grand Prairie hospital where this takes over and over again, more design changes and change orders. And we need to make sure that we're doing the absolute best we can providing value for money for all of our taxpayers. So that includes this project. So we're going to start with the design phase now, working with the local community, government health, AHS, and the government, obviously, with infrastructure that will be doing the build. And then hopefully, I mean, the Premier did say he wanted to get it done as soon as possible. The money is meant to be spent over the course of 3 years. I'd like to see that sped up. I think we can do it even sooner.
And when it comes to the health center up there, once it's finally up and running, what kinds of services will be up there for people in LaCrete to access there?
It's a great question. Obviously, the scope still needs to be finalized exactly, but it's going to be a primary care center with new ambulance bay and 24-hour emergency services, as well as the most important part of it is maternal health care, especially for low-risk pregnancies and mothers don't have to be driving all the way across the north just to deliver birth, and they can do so in their home community and not have threat of delivering that baby on the side of the highway. So there are going to be a lot of different services, wraparound services for physio space and occupational therapy and others. So it's going to be quite an extensive facility in terms of primary care for these families.
Another topic I kind of want to touch on today, I know this is something you brought up in the legislature recently, access to affordable farmland, and you wanted to tell us a little bit about what's kind of happening there.
Yeah, I think it's something that sort of crept up on us in Alberta, and I'd say in Canada generally. There's increasingly farmland is going up more and more expensive, and I think the success of this province through all of our boom bust with oil and gas and the reliability of many other industries, but really the backbone of our province has been in our history and is still today farm families. Farm families that dot the prairie landscape, and they work and own the land they work on. And that is fundamental to the success of this province. And increasingly we see Ontario pension funds, international investors from New York or Shanghai, and dollars coming from outside our province and outside our country to buy up huge swaths of land. And on top of that, they never come here to work it. They might own the land, but they don't live in our communities. They don't buy from our grocery stores. They don't visit our small businesses. And this, I think, is part of the reason that our rural communities are emptying out. Increasingly, we see folks trying to buy up Alberta land as an investment class in a portfolio rather than a place where they want to raise a family, live, work, and play. The best place on earth that I think anyone could live is Alberta, particularly northern Alberta. But increasingly, it's more and more difficult. Unless you've inherited millions of dollars or the land from a previous generation, you just can't start a family farm. And I think it's bad business and bad government to say that we are going to allow folks who don't live and don't care about our communities to own our communities. I don't want a class of permanent renters in Alberta. I want a proud class of owners, whether it be owning a home in a major city or owning an acreage or a farm in rural Alberta. That, I think, is the key to Alberta's success. So I'm all for more businesses coming to Alberta, but it's got to serve Albertans when they do it.
Well, we're talking a little earlier about construction work getting done, and of course right here in Peace River, the old bridge that they're getting back at done working on that. I believe that's going to take supposed to be by I believe the spring of this fall. Excuse me, is when that's going to be done. And what's it going to kind of look like once they're done playing around with the bridge here?
Well, it's terrific. You're exactly right. We're going to be done. It was two construction seasons. We've already had one, and it's slated to be open this fall. We're just upgrading everything in the bridge, making sure that it's in tip-top, everything from making sure the decking's good, replacing stringers, making sure that everything about that bridge is good to go for another 50, 100 years in the future, so that we know that it can keep operating safely. So that's about a $40 million investment on top of the investment we made to build the new bridge right next to it. So I know many Peace River citizens and constituents are very, very excited to see both bridges open for two directions of travel. We can make sure that our emergency vehicles can pass safely and freely. And also, I think it's just going to be nice and easy for families commuting over that bridge to know that they always have a way across, and that it doesn't feel congested or concerned with the snow and the tight travel that we had before just on the one bridge. So this is a good news story for our community. There are approximately 17,000 trips daily on those bridges, even before we built the new bridge. So it's only going to be good for our economy to have that infrastructure. It was good for our economy to have the hundreds of millions of dollars invested in our community over the last, 4 years. And also, it's good for our community to know that we have safety in crossing and access to services on both sides of the town.
And finally, we always like to throw in an occasional personal question. And, of course, we are at that time of the year where the weather is probably getting a little better, probably more people spending more time outside. And when it comes to you, Dan, what's kind of your, I guess, sort of go-to outdoor activity for when we're around this time of year?
Does barbecue and beer count as an outdoor activity?
I would say yes.
I'm a canoeist. I love canoeing and taking advantage of the great outdoors, hiking, climbing. I spend a lot of time on my feet in the summer walking around. But at the end of every one of those trips, whether it's a canoe or on a side-by-side or hiking up and down the mountain trails, you want to finish that with a barbecue and beer, as far as I'm concerned. So that's my number one pick.
Definitely something I can agree with there. Anyhow, Peace River MLA Dan Williams, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Always a pleasure. Can't wait to chat with kids again. Enjoy the spring and summer months coming up. It is going to be so nice to be out again.